Every creature joined in the last rousing chorus and set up a loud cheer. The echoes bounced off the homely red walls and soared to the blue summer skies above. Dingai and Thura cheered as loud as any beast. Then they looked at each other in slight bewilderment.
What are we cheering for? We don't even know who Martin is.
Well, whoever he is, I bet he don't have to wash pots and pans. Oh, aye, I shouldn't think they'd be saying, "Hey, you, with the mighty sword, get those greasy old pots scrubbed."
Samkim explained about Martin to the stoats.
Martin the warrior is the symbol of our abbey. He lived many, many years ago.
Dingai waved a careless paw.
Oh, you mean he's dead? No wonder they'd never make him wash pots. Ow!
Thrugard clipped Dingai neatly over the ear.
Show some respect, matey. Martin is our abbey warrior.
Ruefully rubbing his stinging ear, the stoat complained.
Well, how was I to know? Besides, if a creature's dead, then he's finished and that's all there is to it.
Sister Nasturtium patted the stoat's back.
You don't understand. Martin may have died a long time ago, but his spirit lives on in the very stones of Redwall and its creatures. Maybe he's not been seen or felt because this is a time of peace. Though in troubled times, he has visited certain ones and inspired them to great deeds.
Thura scratched his head.
Have you ever seen Martin?
A silence fell over the company as they watched Nasturtium. She looked as if she were dreaming. With her eyes wide open, fixed on the red stone walls in front of her, she started slowly to recite words they'd never heard before.
I am but an orchard shadow in the sunny tide of noon, the dust of olden seasons on a stone. My paw is light and silent as a waning autumn moon. I walk the halls of memory alone. You may hear me as a whisper that the wind has left behind, or see me as the pale, calm light of dawn. Feel me take the toll of care from off your sleeping mind in times of deep despair and hope forlorn. Then I will be beside you in the corridors of dream. A warrior's strength I'll give to you, my friend. Like the waters of a storm that swell a tiny mountain stream, a mightiness your loved ones to defend. Injustice and evil will flee from your law, as all about you will say. There walks one touched by the warrior's paw. So wait, I will find you one day.
In the eerie hush that followed, little Dumble's voice piped up.
Ah, silly, I know not what is all about, sister.
Nasturtium blinked and shuddered.
That makes two of us, Dumble. I don't know what made me say those lines. I've never heard them before. It was as if someone else was speaking, and not me.
Brother Hal, who was sitting nearby, stood up quickly.
Can you remember the poem again, sister? Wait there, I'll go and get quill and parchment. It's my duty as recorder to write it all down.
Nasturtium shook her head.
Strange. I can't remember a single word. I'm afraid the whole thing has gone clear out of my head. How odd. It's as if some other creature was in charge of my tongue and my mind, too.
Friar Bellows came panting up. He was waving a ladle.
Come on, you lot. Name day tomorrow. The food isn't going to prepare itself, you know. Up on your paws and look busy now.
There were a few groans, but most of the helpers went willingly. Dingai and Thura were among the back stragglers.
I wish we could train those pots and pans to scrub themselves. Up there, cauldron, jump in the sink and give yourself a good scouring now.
Or maybe we could get that Martin spirit to wash a few. Ow!
Dingai had not realized Thrug was still within hearing range.